Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now I can preach it like this, okay? Repent! Or I can tell you, change your mind. Preaching repentance in the area of consciousness of sins is dishonoring the work of Jesus.
Repentance means you realize you're guilty, that you deserve the wrath and punishment of God. You begin to realize that sin is in you, and you turn your back on it in every shape and form. You renounce the world, whatever the cost, and you deny yourself and take up the cross and go after Christ.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
If you want to blow up your church, you've come to the right place, although I suspect you probably don't need my help. This is Wretched Radio. Thank you very much, Conrad and Bayway. If you don't know Conrad, well, then you probably haven't been to Shepherd's Conference or G3. Great pastor from Africa helping us to not be that guy. It is so easy to cause a hash in the context of a local church. And he has listed 10 ways that you and I might be contributing to the demolition of a local assembly. Some of these ways are probably a wee bit more subtle than you thought. Before we read through this list, do not think about other people in the church primarily. You can think about them, but think about yourself. Is it possible that I in some way am acting like one of these 10 different individual/ways to fracture a church? Are you ready? This one doesn't have anything to do with you specifically, but number 10, we're going to do this backwards because that's like a countdown, and that means the best one is last. At least that's what they tell you in radio school. Lack of church discipline is number 10. Your church is never disciplining anybody. I think that there might be the opposite side of this ditch where a church does nothing but just go about the business of disciplining everybody. That's a ditch. But nobody is the other ditch. There should be times when this tool that the Lord, this is the only tool that he's given us for dealing with potential tares inside of the church. Because if you recall in Matthew 13, Jesus said, don't uproot people. If you, just because you think, I've got a suspicion, that one doesn't look like me, which by the way is another way to fracture a church. That's a biblical no-no. I don't often like to admit this publicly, but I do have true convert spidey sense. I can tell if somebody is saved or not. I have that gifting. Go ahead, you look that up. It's in Ephesians 7. It's listed with some other things there. That's something that I shouldn't be exercising. I might think, but unless the individual goes through Matthew 18 church discipline, we can't be uprooting them. Jesus does want purity in the church. It's not like Jesus gave the parable of the wheat and tares to just, hey, let the fields have a proliferation of tares. No, but the mechanism that he uses for, if you will, removing the tares is church discipline. If that ain't followed, then you and I can't go around as right as we think we are and identify who's in and who's out and then pluck them out, because you might be pulling up some wheat along the way. Which is interesting, because one of the points in Conrad's list is about recognizing not everybody in your church is in the same place you are. This is so easy to do. Sometimes it's called cage stage, but I think that sense lingers, doesn't it? I know a lot of stuff. My eyes have been opened that the Bible, wow, is it ever profound? And I expect everybody else to be as wowed as I am, or to be as theologically precise as I like. Look, I love theological precision. I think it's crucial. But there are some people who just, the Holy Spirit hasn't moved them that far yet. And I can't usurp his role and pluck somebody out because I don't think that they're where they should be. And by the way, the standard would, of course, be moi. And it shouldn't be, because it would be a really clear sign of immaturity if I thought I am the most spiritual person in Christendom. I'm the most theologically mature. I'm the standard. What a, what, What a blindness that reveals. Can you say blindness reveals? For some reason, that didn't seem to quite work exactly right. That's number 10, a lack of church discipline. And number 9, way to fracture a church, a doctrinally undefined church. In other words, it's mush. All right, we just having a conversation, just like 15 minutes ago. Spencer is in the... Have you seen Spencer yet, Jimmy?
I have seen Spencer. Yeah,
losing weight. But I think he picked it up with that beard.
He does have a big beard now.
That beard is like... Was it the Vicks guys? The Vicks 44? Weren't there... Or the Halls brothers? Those that classic sort of beard thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he lost some weight around his belly, but he picked it up on his chin. And we were talking about... He's so excited. Their family has discovered a church that just... It's just hand in glove for his family. It's a family integrated model. They don't do program. Now, by the way, I'm not at this moment critiquing any of those churches that do. That's not my point. I'm just saying he's discovered a church where it's like, oh, this is just so perfect for our family. It's just checking every single box. What a delight that is. When it happens. On occasion, and we were talking about the churches where it's, you know, the lights and the show and the fog. And we were talking then, of course, about the regulative principle of worship versus normative. A normative principle would be the Bible doesn't forbid it. You can do it. The regulative principle is no, God determines what the elements are. Do those because we do church for him. And I said, you know, the churches that you know debate having fog machines and when you should dim the lights, all of that, they're just not even thinking on that level. They aren't thinking ecclesiology. They aren't thinking about the regulative principle of worship. They're thinking, how do we get more people to come? And how do we get to dress up? And how do we get to do the songs that we like from the 80s? How do we get to do that? They're not thinking deeply on theology. And there are, unfortunately, too many churches like that. If you're in one of those churches, you can probably expect there's going to be problems. Number 8, failure to differentiate. Here it is, primary and secondary truth. That you see anyone diverting from your beliefs as being a heretic. And you just want them gone. Or you just don't want to associate with them. We got to be careful. Got to be careful. Let's just say the individual is holding to something that isn't true. This should be like, whoop, whoop. Can you pull a muscle in your throat? Whoop. That's as high as I can. That's my siren. It should be going off. Oh, somebody's in trouble here. You don't want to gossip about them, talk about them, throw them out. They're in trouble. Danger, Will Robinson. Number 7, loss of gospel centeredness. This is aimed pretty much at the pastor who keeps riding his doctrinal hobby horse or his social hobby horse. These days, of course, it's politics for too many pastors, and it loses the gospel. Now, they would say, oh, no, we got the gospel. But then it's a 40-minute sermon on whatever Kamala Harris just said, which... Whew, I got to tell you, I just, makes my head crack open. I listened to Transformed and our new podcast that we're going to be announcing here in another week. Can't wait. They are also excellent on Spotify. And there have just been tons of Kamala commercials. I'm going to bring down prices. I'm going to bring down gas per gallon. Donald Trump's going to raise. It's like, madam. These are your prices. It's like you're running against, well, yourself. Just staggering. Loss of gospel centeredness. If you're preaching on a subject, we do preach sometimes on subjects because it's the big deal. I think we're probably going to talk about politics at some time today, but only because I think it's of interest to believers and we can use our Bible to kind of sort some things. But if that's all that's coming out of a pulpit, whatever the hobby horse is, look out. You're going to lose your gospel centeredness. Number 6, disaffection toward leaders. Ooh, you get agitated with somebody and guess what? You let everybody know about it, which leads us to number 5, gossip and slander. His admonition, avoid it like a plague. We just went through a list earlier this week on the Proverbs warning you. You want a mess? You want all kinds of acrimony? Then gossip. And if you don't want those, the dissension and the fracturing, then nip the gossiping in the bud. Number four, unresolved issues. You leave a church to go to another church, but you don't really sort out what it was that caused you to leave. And you bring that then to the next church. That causes problems. Three, importing fights from elsewhere. You listen online. Hey, there's a church that or somebody is doing. There's a conference that we got to deal with this. And you get everybody 9/11, but they don't really care. You kind of cry wolf and you're agitating the church. That causes problems. Number two, impatience with others. That's what I'd mentioned earlier. We'd expect everybody to be where we are. Got to be careful for that. We want to bring them along. You see somebody who's not where you are? Go get them, tiger. Bring them along. And then finally, number one, I didn't cue up the drum roll button, okay? Did I mention my lower back hurts? That's my excuse now for the rest of my life, I think. Number one, self-centeredness. James talks about this. I need it. I want to have it. Got to have it. And it doesn't happen the way that you want it. And you fracture a church. Question, did any of those potentially ding you? This is Wretched Radio. I know now many wretched people are familiar with the Masters Academy International because you participated in our Bible distribution program to the Philippines. 10,000 John MacArthur Study Bibles were sent courtesy of you. How sweet is that? Heaven is just going to rock. You're going to be sitting at a table. What's your name? It'll be somebody with a Filipino name. Oh, Philippines. You know what? I remember a long time ago, there was a Bible campaign through wretched.org/Bible where we sent MacArthur Study Bibles to the Philippines. You gave to that? I received a MacArthur Study Bible in the Philippines. No way! So if you're at the internet and you visit wretched.org/pastor, you're going to discover Masters Academy International trains pastors internationally, 19 different locations. Thousands of men, as we speak, are being trained to rightly divide the word of truth. You want to strengthen Christ Church internationally? Please visit wretched.org/pastor. Pastor.
In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul expressed profound gratitude for their support. In just a few short weeks, we'll be launching the most ambitious initiative in our ministry's history, a groundbreaking platform designed to resource and equip local churches more effectively than ever before. To every gospel partner listening right now, your impact reaches far beyond what you might imagine. You're not standing on the sidelines. You're right here with us, advancing God's kingdom every single day. Stay tuned for the big reveal of our new platform and let us continue this incredible journey together. And if you want to be an even bigger part of this exciting mission, then let me point you to wretched.org/donate, where you can learn how to become a gospel partner right now. And together we'll be empowering churches and changing lives through the transformative power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Join us today, wretched.org/donate.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
Know your reformers. William Tyndale provided the first complete translation of the New Testament into English in 1526.
While he was in prison for the crime of translating the Bible, he continued to translate the Old Testament until he was strangled and burned at the stake in 1536. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You might want to add another point to your list. This is Wretched Radio. If I asked you to make a list, check it twice, identifying what do you believe needs to happen in this country for school shootings to be minimized. Not sure we can ever get rid of them totally this side of eternity. But what would your list look like? Most likely, if you're a conservative evangelical, you're thinking to yourself, gun laws. Just kidding. You're probably thinking to yourself, the kids are doing the shoot 'em up games. That is the technical term. The video games. Jimmy, you play these games all the time where you'd run around and shoot everybody up.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
What is that, the big one, though? Begins with a D, if I'm not mistaken. Deadly Fire or whatever it is. It's just a minimization of the Imago Dei. It makes shooting people kind of, yeah, and I drink water too. What's the big deal? I don't think that helps kids. In fact, I think I may have seen some studies. I don't know how thorough they are and how many we have, but that there is a connection. These kids think that that's just what is normal. I remember seeing years ago, wow, Jimmy, this might have been before your time. I think it was in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. It was in a parking lot of a fast food place. And somebody was upset with somebody. And they were, you know, they've got their hand turned to the, you know, that gangster, you know, where nobody shoots. If you shoot, you don't turn your gun sideways.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, that cool looking, just popping them off as, I think, all right, I think it was in a Chick-fil-A now that I think about it. And the dude just shooting. Now, I can understand people getting upset. You know, you don't get your waffle fries as fast as you need them. You start shooting, like, as if there's nobody in the background. There can be no collateral damage. Just bang, bang, bang. I'll bet that kid has spent hundreds of hours watching these video games. That might be on your list. You might also put on your list, hey, what about psychotropic medications? What type of drugs are these kids taking? You've seen the commercials. You've got an issue that you would like to have dealt with. And then, of course, you're attracted to the commercial because, hey, that could address my malady. Hey, listen to all of the side effects. I think it's like Skyrizi or what's the other one? With a big story to tell. What's the name of that one?
I have no idea.
You do it with the dancing women and she plugs in the copier, which is in the middle of the room with the cord hanging in the air. The guy, oh, I didn't know it was unplugged. Oh, it's driving me nuts. Would you just type into the Google machine, yeah, a big story to tell? You're going to find it. All of these medicines, the laundry list of side effects, regularly include suicide or depression. What? And now they've even got medication that somehow helps your current medication to help you from being anxious or depressed. Side effects may include suicide or murderous ideations. What's going on with these things? The same thing is true with these kids in these school shootings. Do not cite this as a fact, but the last time I checked, out of all the school shootings, there was one kid who either wasn't on currently or hadn't been on recently. All the rest are taking some form of psychotropic medication. So looking forward to Greg Gifford's book coming out. Can't wait for that book to be published. I think it is going to be a national game changer. If it strikes, I think Greg Gifford will be on national talk shows talking about the distinction between the mind and the brain and the implications for you if you've been diagnosed or your children have been diagnosed with maladies like ADHD. Greg's question is, rather than ADHD, might that just be their personality? That everybody doesn't fit into the same educational mold? And that we need to find different ways for people to express their personality rather than stripping them of their personality and forcing them to conform to what we believe is the system to make productive citizens. He was in studio. I think it was titled Life Without the Numb. And we're going to be creating that as one of our resources that I can't tell you about because in a week we're going to be launching all of this. Y'all, I got to tell you, super excited. Get ready for some changes around here. Now, Wretched, of course, we're just going to keep doing our wretched thing. But we're going to be adding new voices and new resources. Greg Giffords is just one of them. John Kratz has done a resource for us. We were in studio, 10 lectures on biblical manhood, how to be a gracious man, not a gracious sissy, a gracious man. Not how to be an overbearing man, but to be a gracious man. Those are all going to be resources that we're going to be launching over the course of the next several months, not to mention new podcasts, new videos, and a brand new name. Jimmy, what's the name of that medicine?
Jardiance.
Jardiance. They got a big story to tell. Dancing all over the place. Man, I want to take those pills. Everybody looks so happy. And the copier always gets plugged in. The side effects are frightening. But maybe there is a new bullet point you need to add to your list of considerations for these school shootings and how we might lessen them. Now, I know that liberals will not want to talk about these issues. That's why they always run to gun control laws. Because if they address any of these aforementioned issues or this issue, then their whole worldview gets undermined. But no, we got to have medications because so many people, including ourselves, are on them. No, we can't be talking about these games. Because people need to be their autonomous self and be able to express themselves. And we don't want to act like moralists, even though that we know it's bad for society. They can't talk about these issues. And here's the one that they will not talk about. This is from The Federalist. If we really want fewer school shootings and, here it is, easy divorce. These kids, they're coming from broken families. Haven't we been seeing that? Either the family is currently a bit of a mess, and the kid is feeling it, or the family is divorced. According to an international academic study from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, separation from a parent during childhood is strongly associated with elevated risk for later violent criminality. Thank you, Ronald Reagan, for no-fault divorce. Making it easy. You see, we used to understand as a society that there are implications to our decisions, and if we just live autonomously, sometimes there's collateral damage. In the instance of no-fault divorce, I want a divorce. You got a divorce. Do I need to say it three times? No, let's not make this difficult. You get a divorce, you're free. You get to live any way that you want to. Now, the kids are resilient. They'll be fine. And they also might turn out to be criminals. In contrast to children who live continuously with both parents, 2023 nationwide analysis conducted by the Institute for Family Studies found that strong families are associated with less crime. The crime rate was 48% higher in areas with a high number of single-parent households than in those with low levels of single parenthood. Mom and dad, they're needed. They just are, because God made the universe to operate that way so that human beings can grow up to at least be coloring mostly within the societal lines. It requires a mom and dad. This shouldn't be shocking to anybody. Brad Wilcox, I've got his book on my shelf. He wrote a book called Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. Nearly every school shooting in 2013 involved a young man whose parents divorced or never married in the first place. The data's in. After five decades, this is trusting the science, don't you know? Devastating consequences of no-fault divorce. Don't you wish we as a society could talk like adults? Okay, so the whole no-fault divorce thing, I know we said we're against it, but can we at least look at the effects? Because decisions have consequences. Oh, the kids are hurting. Oh, we're seeing school shootings. Oh, suicide. Oh, depression. Oh, loneliness. Apparently the kids aren't thriving. Maybe we should reconsider this whole thing called no-fault divorce. Boys who grow up in a single mother household have twice the chance of ending up juvenile delinquents. Children, in general, have increased rates of poverty, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, generational divorce. educational attainment decreases. Parental divorce has an increased risk of suicide with the kids. I think we now know that we have a potential source for some of the troubles that we are seeing societally, that we don't like these school shootings. We want them to stop, but there's more to it. There's worldview going on here, not to mention, Jimmy, what? There's a religion. It features a God man who died and rose from the grave.
Was that Christianity?
That's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's abated. Hey, what's changed in our society over the last five decades? Hey, we've got a bunch of nuns, people believing in nothing, which is actually a belief, by the way. Huh. And we're seeing all kinds of problems in society. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of connection to Christianity. That's definitely the one that should be at the top of the list. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Instagram has decided to step up its game protecting our youth online. The social media giant is introducing what they're calling Instagram teen accounts. Now, these accounts come with some nifty features. They'll automatically set profiles to private, limit who can slide into our kids' DMs, and even filter out some of the questionable content that seems to be lurking around every corner. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is calling this a major victory, and for once, I'm inclined to agree, because in a world where online predators are unfortunately all too real, having some digital guardrails in place isn't just nice, it's necessary. Moving on, hold on to your space helmets, folks, because the Canadian military has outdone themselves in the realm of absurdity. They've spent a cool $30,000 on a report that claims space exploration is, wait for it, racist, exploitative, elitist, and environmentally destructive. This 48-page report that cost $30,000 is titled Hidden Harms, Human Insecurity in Outer Space. It concludes that the usage of space is masculine, militarized, and state-based. The report also says we don't give enough weight to astrology in our space exploration efforts. Forget about the laws of physics. We need a good old horoscope reading before we launch the next satellite into orbit. And let's not forget about gendered language. That's a problem, too. Apparently, terms like mankind and manned mission, well, they're holding us back from true cosmic enlightenment. I guess we should start referring to the International Space Station as the International Safe Space Station. Hold on to your magic wand, folks, because Disney Plus is about to unleash what they're calling the, quote, gayest project Marvel has ever done. The new series, Agatha All Along, is apparently so rainbow-filled it makes a pride parade look dull. One of the actresses, in a moment of profound insight, declared that, quote, witches are queer inherently just because we are outcasts. I had no idea being an outcast automatically qualified someone for a specific sexual orientation. But I guess you learn something new every day in this brave new world of ours, don't you? And moving on to more Hollywood news, GLAAD, the self-appointed arbiter of all things LGBTQ in media, has released its annual report card on representation in films. And surprise, surprise, they're not happy. According to their 2024 Studio Responsibility Index, there's been a decrease in LGBTQ representation in films. Out of 256 films in 2023, only 70 contained an LGBTQ character. And the report goes on to bemoan the fact that even studios like Disney, who you would think they would champion, produce 14 LGBTQ inclusive films out of 37, and they were even given an insufficient score in the report. So that makes you wonder, what exactly would be sufficient? Does every character in every film need to wave a rainbow flag to satisfy their criteria? Because it sure seems that way. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Books of the Bible. Zechariah was a prophet who preached God's judgment, repentance, and the promise of salvation to the Jews returning from exile. He relays a series of apocalyptic visions, focusing on the coming of Christ, the final salvation of God's people, and the final judgment upon sinners. Remember that Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of prophecy. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Is this headline real or isn't it? There you go. That's, oh, this is a popular one. Jimmy, are you prepared to accept your, ooh, rather onerous responsibility to represent the tens and tens of people listening to this here Wretched Radio program and be the judge?
Absolutely.
I will share with you a headline. You tell me if it's real or not.
Okay.
There it is. Real or not. That's what makes this game show so popular. Here we go. Headline number one. A Minnesota woman is charged with running over her boyfriend on the way to couples counseling. True or false?
It's got to be true.
It is.
It is.
He thinks they might have some problems in their marriage. It sure is a good idea for couples to take marriage counseling. I'll tell you that much. Nobody who is not yet married understands what it is that they're getting into. And it will not be heard, most likely, by parents. My parents said it, but whatever. It really, I think it's just wisdom that if a couple is thinking about getting married, that even before a proposal, there's some gleaning that takes place because there might be some issues that are just insurmountable for them. Or it's revealed it just isn't wise for you to do this. And that most likely will only happen in the context of the local church with family involvement. I cannot stress how crucial it is. If you are young, please bite the bullet, swallow your pride. I have to do it every second, basically, and learn from, go to somebody. Hey, we're thinking about getting married. What do you think? Well, let's ask some questions. Young man, tell me about your devotional time. Well, I'm really devoted to the team because I think we got a lot of returning players this year. All right, that's not what I was asking about. I'm talking about your devotional time with the Lord. Oh, I got a cross necklace? Okay, we got a problem here. Because if you've got a young man who is not already being a spiritual leader of himself, what do you expect when he gets married? It ain't going to happen. And I didn't say call off the marriage or plans or potential, but it needs to be addressed and worked on. Otherwise, you're just going to bring it all in. It's just all going to enter into your marriage. All of it. Young man, tell me, when was the last time you looked at pornography? You mean on my phone or on my computer? Oh, boy, we got problems here. Now, a young man who has watched pornography isn't necessarily disqualified for being a husband, but that issue is so massive, it needs to be addressed. Every woman has every right to know if this guy really has it under control. And I think the only way to demonstrate that is with some time. I'm just speaking as a dad here. But if there were a young man who wanted to marry one of my daughters and said, oh, I haven't looked at porn like since breakfast. Okay, well, we got trouble here, son. And in fact, I don't even know that you two should be spending time together at this point. You got to get this under control. Young man, I wasn't done talking. Most likely he's going to skedaddle. These conversations should be had because a woman should have an expectation. She should know. And honestly, I know that this can feel like, ooh, that's potentially sordid. Well, of course it shouldn't be sordid. But understanding a person's past, it's just wise. Surprise! A woman doesn't know that the husband had six girlfriends that he was romantically with. And they're in the grocery store, and there she, oh, what a surprise! And wow, how is that woman going to feel? Betrayed, lied to, trust will erode. Talk about these things. Get these things on the table. Otherwise, you might be inclined to run over your boyfriend or girlfriend. On the way to counseling. Methinks it was too late, is what I'm thinking right. Headline number two, eco-chaplains are helping grieving people who are sad over climate change. True or false headline, Jimmy?
I want to say false.
Eco chaplains.
Yeah, that just sounds too weird. So it's got to be true.
Courtesy of NPR right yeah. there, baby. Eco chaplains. This just cracked me up. A hospital chaplain who leads a meeting for people suffering from anxiety over climate change is one Reverend Liz Olson. She helps people with climate grief. And apparently it's a growing field. We don't know for sure how many of these people we have, but they get together because they're so scared that the planet is going to burn up. They don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids. For me, this whole climate control business, it's like, I know that those of us who aren't believers in it, we have a tendency to kind of be on our heels. Well, have you really looked at the scientific studies? Do you know what they actually say? Do you know what the implications are for all of these Tesla batteries? Do you know what it means to recycle and what that causes the environment? And did you know that human beings don't have the ability to burn a hole in the ozone and put an end to it? We're always like reeling backwards. Well, wait a second. Maybe it's time that we get on the offensive a little bit. All right, you people, you're scaring folks. You're scaring people. And this is, I've read other articles like this where people, they're afraid. Jimmy, it wasn't that long ago. We had some sort of story about these young people who were, they're putting off marriage because they think, well, there's no point in getting married and having children if we're all just going to die as the tides just wash over all of our homes in Nebraska because it's really bad global warming. Okay, you folks need to prove this. And I think that there should be a national debate. And I do believe that debate means that you can't bury articles from actual scientists who don't believe in global warming. Headline number three. What is ENM? That's the potential headline. Is that a true headline or a false headline?
False.
What is ENM? Would you like to know what? No, it's a true headline.
Oh, really?
Yeah. ENM is ethical non-monogamy. That's what that is. This is an article from, of course, USA Today, helping us with our lingo so that we can understand the terms. That's what this article is dedicated to. Aberrant forms of mating. So you got yourself consensual or ethical non-monogamy. You've got solo polyamory. I'm on an individual team. Well, how many people are on the team? Just myself. Well, that's not a team. Solo polyamory. This is when a polyamorous has multiple relationships, but they don't become intertwined with the other people. So I'm not really like being intimate with them because I'm not connecting with them. That's impossible because no sin so affects the body like that sin. And there's a reason. That act has rules, bumpers, and guidelines because no sin so affects the body. It is the profoundest of intimate acts between human beings. Doesn't get more profound than that. And if you're out catting around in just recreational sex, you're getting damaged every single time. But we put a name like solo polyamory. Oh, well, I guess it must be okay, whatever it is they're doing. There's a metamor. You want to take it? You'll never guess. It's your partner's partner. It's a platonic connection you have with someone with whom you share a romantic relationship. Well, then that means it's not platonic anymore, doesn't it? Words. You've got kitchen table polyamory, a family-like bond between partners. The web of all these relationships is referred to as a polycule. Don't forget about polysaturation. Huh? This happens when ENM, that would be your ethical non-monogamy people, reach the maximum number of romantic or sexual relationships they can comfortably and sustainably manage. Are we animals? Well, they would like you to think that we are. This is just animal behavior. We're human beings. And the USA Today, the most mainstream of mainstream publications is trying to normalize these things to suggest, yeah, it's cool. We've got a scientific name for them. Relationship anarchy. Yeah, that sounds like all of this. Of choosing to tailor and customize your relationship to your own wants and needs without influence from the culture or the relationship escalator? Well, I think that that is pretty much all of these things. What a low view of human beings. This is an anthropological issue. I'm not sure that there's one these days that isn't. Carl Truman writes about this subject regularly and rightly, that we have such a diminished view of people. And until I think the church starts bringing this into public view and asking deeper questions and, well, why do you think that it's right to be a polycule escalator ENMer? What's your view of man? They won't want to have that conversation because it always raises the question, what's your view about God? This is Wretched Radio. Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies. The war, let me tell you, it's raging out there. And Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You ever pondered how many lives could be transformed if your car radio became a vehicle for worldwide gospel proclamation? Well, that's exactly what happens when you become a gospel partner with Wretched. And your monthly gift does not just keep the lights on around here, though we do appreciate not having to work in the dark. It ignites truth across the globe. Whether it's Transformed, which tackles real life struggles, or it's Road Trip to Truth, which equips the next generation, your support fuels a gospel revolution. And here's the kicker. We're not wasting your money on private jets or gold-plated microphones. As members of the ECFA, 83% of every dollar goes directly to ministry. So what do you say? Are you ready to partner with us in reaching the lost and strengthening the local church? Become an ongoing monthly gospel partner today by visiting wretched.org/donate or text the word wretched to the number 44321. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel.
You're familiar with Tomorrow Clubs. It's a ministry that we have happily lauded over the years. We commend them heartily to you because they are an efficient ministry. They've got the gospel right, and they go to places where the gospel is usually not propagated. Very poor parts of the globe, specifically Eastern Europe and in parts of Africa, the Tomorrow Clubs, working in conjunction with a local church to preach the gospel to the kids, sing, have them memorize scripture, pray, and entire towns are getting saved. We love the Tomorrow Clubs, and if you want to be encouraged and be reminded that Jesus is building his church, they just reached 1,000 of these clubs. That's encouraging, and I'd like to encourage you to please consider become a ministry partner to the Tomorrow Clubs. If you like evangelistic ministries, they're the ticket. They're the bomb. You can learn more at tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Attributes of God. God is incomprehensible. Finite humans cannot fully comprehend the one who created everything. Yet he has revealed himself in the Bible. And while we cannot know him exhaustively, we can know what is true about him. And once we are reconciled through Christ, we will never stop learning about him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You ready for round two?
Oh, more judging.
Your favorite thing. Of course you're ready. Why did I ask? This is, right? It's like your spiritual gift.
Yeah, it is.
Mine too. I'm amazingly good at it. In fact, I don't think your judging is as good as my judging. See what I did right there? Jimmy, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good with my hands.
You blew it though.
I know.
And it's supposed to, how do you feel?
Yeah.
With my fingers.
I got it.
But how are you feeling?
I'm awake.
This is, How long have we been working together, Jimmy? Is it 4 years?
Oh, yeah, almost five.
Almost 5 years, mm-hmm. But who's counting? So this is the first time this morning I said, how you doing? And you said, first time. Normally you're like, radio is my life.
And I do say that.
That's your mantra. I love this. This morning you were like, why might we be a little overwhelmed, Jimmy?
You know.
No, we don't know. That's the whole point of me asking, so that you can tell everybody.
It's a lot of work these days.
Thanks for being cryptic. Do I have to do everything? What's all the work that you're doing these days?
All the new things that are coming. I don't know how much I can say because we're saying some next week. We're saying.
Because you couldn't possibly. You're like a politician. I'm sorry. Did you answer that question? Because I think I asked about taxes and all you talked about was Bolivia. Okay. What are you working on?
A lot of new podcasts.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hi, Gaviltafish. So right now you're on Wretched every day.
Right.
And then you do all the producing of that mm-hmm. to get it out to the networks and the stations, which we're super grateful for, and to get the podcast ready. You also do Transformed with Greg Gifford, biblical counseling podcast, once a week. Mm-hmm. But now we're adding Integrated with John Krotz.
Correct.
Way of Manhood with Adam Tyson.
Correct.
We are adding Thrive with Brad Bigney.
Correct.
Who am I forgetting here? I feel terrible.
I think that's it.
No, there's one other one. I'm thinking.
Integrate, Thrive, Transform. No, that's it.
Did I do all four of them?
You did all four of them.
Okay, yeah, good for me. They're going to be coming in about 10 days. And, well, Jimmy's the one who's having to do it all.
Don't forget the news.
Oh, wow. I think, you know what? As we speak, I'm watching a root of bitterness actually grow and form in your heart.
No.
You've got to do the daily news. Right?
Yep, that's right.
And get that because we're going to, what we would hope that you will do when we do this massive new launch, we're changing our name. We're adding so much stuff. We'd love it if you'd give us your email so that we can sell it to other Did I say that part out loud?
Well,
I'm sorry. It was written down, but I wasn't supposed to say. I'm so sorry. Just clean that up in post, Jimmy, if you'd be so be so kind. That we want to be able to send you this stuff every day. We really want to just fill your inbox with good stuff. And wow, we're producing a lot of really good stuff. So be looking forward to that and be praying for Jimmy whilst he happily does his work without grumbling.
Never done that.
Grumbled?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. No, but you were looking a little heavy this morning. I could see there was something on your shoulders. Here we go. You ready for round number two?
I am.
Headline or not? Is that what we're calling?
Real or
false headline?
Real or not?
Real or not? Here we go. Thank you. Vermont Department of Health urges schools not to use words like son or daughter. Real or not?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is true. When talking about family, it's important to use terms that cover the many versions of what family can look like. This is, believe it or not, the similar mindset to all the gender confusion, that we understand what is the norm, and then whatever is a deviation from that doesn't make a new category. There's got to be a standard to determine what things are, and clearly, I mean, the Bible, science proves it. I've just read a good article. I didn't bring it in because it got a little complicated, but I think it was Greg Kokel at Stand to Reason. You can go to str.org. How to respond to people when they say, there's no way to tell that there's a gender, which is, if I recall, what they said about the Olympics dude. Well, there's just no way to tell. Well, actually, there is a way to tell. And I think a piece of advice that he had inside of it is that you should not say, if it's XX, it's a boy. If it's XY, it's a girl. Because that isn't always true. And as I understand it, chromosomes don't determine your gender. Your genetics determine your gender expressed in your DNA. So it's a little bit intricate, but super helpful for these poor people. You talk about blind. It's the Olympic, the guy who headed the Olympics. I'm glad he's good at organization, but wow, there's simply no way to determine these days, what's a man or a woman? A child knows the difference. Vermont, they're blurring the distinctions again. Well, there are some families that don't have a mom and or a dad, so we don't want to use words like son or daughter. Well, we can't be ignoring the norm. This is similar to me. And believe me, I do understand this. So I don't want to say this as if I'm like ice cold chili, but Mother's Day. I understand. I feel it. I understand it. That we Christians, we don't want to talk about Mother's Day. And by the way, we don't have to. It's a national holiday. It is not something that's biblically mandated by any means. But a lot of churches, for instance, well, we don't even want to mention that because there are some people here who are mothers, or they want to be a mother, but they can't be a mother, and it could make them feel bad. Boy, do I understand that. I truly do. But to ignore the norm for some of the exceptions, I think we're just being a little bit too casual about it. And it's the same mindset that has brought you all of the 672 genders that are just aberrations of the pink and blue model. Same thing is true with this. We can't use the word son or daughter because this is gender neutral and can describe a child who may not be someone's legal son or daughter. Okay, then I guess we can't really talk. Hey, Jimmy, where do you buy your groceries?
Publix.
You can't say that.
Why?
There's some people who don't have a Publix.
Oh, that's true.
So in fact, maybe you shouldn't even shop for groceries. You'd go, what do you, what? But that doesn't make any. 12 Christian colleges remove ties with Planned Parenthood as others increase support. Real or not?
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, it sure is. Who are these schools? 87 Christian colleges and universities have found to have ties with Planned Parenthood. Turns out over the last year or so, 12 of them have removed ties with Planned Parenthood. Don't rejoice. Oh, no. Okay. So there's 732 Christian colleges. Wow, that's a lot. And that's not the total number that have ties to Planned Parenthood, by the way. That number is 87. 732 Christian colleges. And I wonder how many of those are thoroughly biblical. Jimmy, can you think of one that actually is and doesn't have ties with Planned Parenthood?
I can.
Well, what have you got?
The Masters University.
You're excited again.
I am.
You've come out of your funk. Your root of bitterness has been uprooted.
I love the Masters University.
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
They have a lot going on right now.
They do have a lot going on. If you haven't checked out Masters U for your education, your child's education, you're going to be staggered. And it is biblical. And they don't support Planned Parenthood. That's kind of, you would think that would be a question you wouldn't have to ask if you're going to interview a Christian college. So tell me, how many of your professors smoke crack? You just shouldn't have to ask that. And you shouldn't have to ask them, how much money do you give to Planned Parenthood? Are you kidding me? Masters.edu/wretched. Masters.edu/wretched. So 12 of them have cut their ties, but that doesn't mean that they're doing great because they still have other pro-abortion stuff going on. So there's some of them are doing well, but not all of them. Ready for the next headline?
I am.
Lance Wallnau prophesies Trump as president who will vanquish anti-Trump demons.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh my God. From Religion News. This is America's final battle against sinister and dangerous forces. Actually, I do believe those forces are sinister. They really are. What they want to do, the deception, the willingness to say anything just to retain power so that they can impose their values, which last time I heard is a big no-no. The day in July when Donald Trump was shot in the ear by 20-year-old would-be assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, Lance Wallnau, he's an NAR guru, got a push alert on his phone. He didn't turn on the news, but dropped what he was doing and went straight to his prayer closet. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this part up. Trust me. Where he keeps a cardboard cutout image of Donald Trump.
Woo!
And you thought statues of Mary were bad. Recalling the moment for his million Facebook followers, Lance Wallnau said he cupped Trump's cardboard ears with both hands, still not knowing where Trump had been wounded. Whoa. This is supernatural. Nothing but divine intervention can explain the nuances of what happened. No, actually, it's a little something called providence. And as Phil Johnson says, providence is extraordinary. The fact that God is orchestrating everything. Probably not pleased with a man who has a cardboard cutout of a politician in his prayer closet, but it is all ordained because God is orchestrating and running everything. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.